Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our buddy Manny Rosales back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Manuel Rosales is, we knew him first when he was with the SBA, doing some great work there, serving small business owners in the, when Hector Barreto was the administrator of the SBA. We first met Manny back in those days, many years ago, and he's moved on now to do other things. He's now on the board of directors of the Latino Coalition, and he also serves as the director of the Washington office of the Latino Coalition, and he's the chair of their Policy, Government, and International Relations Committee, and he's been serving small business owners and especially the Latino community for a long time. He's our good friend. Manny, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And where did we run into each other? Was it SBA during Small Business Week? Was that the last time we saw each other?
That was the last time. With Small Business Week here in Washington. It was a tremendous event. I UMC'd the whole thing. And I think at that time my role was to actually bring forth some of the positive things that were happening in the international arena for small business.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You were working, doing some South America work, weren't you?
Absolutely. At that time, we were in the midst of the battle for the passage of CAFTA, the Central American Dominican Republic Free Trade Agreement,
right,
which passed by one vote. And now we're in the battle for the Free Trade Agreement with Colombia, which has been held up by the House of Representatives leadership and won't allow a vote. So it's a struggle sometimes.
I'm going to step aside on that one for just a second. I just don't understand how our politics can get in. Now, folks, this is politics at its ugliest. Here is President Uribe, the president of Colombia, who is our side-by-side, joined-at-the-hip partner against narco-terrorism, has been so courageous in Colombia to take on Chavez even. I mean, the fact that we won't help this guy and throw him a bone, help him out, including a trade agreement. The idea that we won't do that because of some internal politics, in my opinion, Manny, is the politics at its worst.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Jim, because unfortunately, a lot of people don't get it.
I would say it regardless of which party was obstructing.
Oh, absolutely. The funny thing about it is that the free trade agreement that was passed by large margins with Peru is exactly the same one that we have with Colombia, except Colombia has a little, some more language in protection of rights by the unions and the workers. So, and on top of that, Colombia has the free access to the U.S. market, so everything that comes in here now is duty-free for them, but we have to pay a tariff down there.
Right.
And it's costing our small businesses millions and millions of dollars every day.
That's right. Exactly. Not to mention the opportunity that could be lost if we're not competitive.
Well, besides that, the fact that Mr. Uribe is surrounded by Evo Morales in Bolivia, and Chavez in Venezuela.
Right.
And the other fellow over there in Ecuador, he's the only partner we got down there that's holding the democracy up.
You'd think we'd cut a deal with him just to stick our finger in Chavez's eye.
It's up to the Congress to allow the vote. That's the irony in the thing, that they pulled a fast one because the president signed the bill, sending it up to the Congress. They got 30 days to vote it up and down, 90 days actually to vote up and down. And what they've decided to do is not bring it up for a vote.
Yeah.
Basically, it's in limbo. And it's politics.
It's ridiculous. Okay, yes, it is. So let's talk to us about what the Latino Coalition does.
Well, the Coalition is an organization that's been around for about 12 to 14, I think it's 14 years. And it was created by a businessman in California that saw that there was not enough representation from the business side, from the more economic development side of the Latino community. It was based in Washington for many years. And when Hector Barreto left the SBA, on the board of directors as chairman. Hector did do that. He moved the headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles for obvious reasons. California has got the largest Hispanic population in the United States. It has about almost a million small businesses in the state that are Hispanic. So he basically felt that that was the place for the coalition to be. Now, the coalition, the word coalition meaning is that we coalesce with other organizations and partners around issues that we all agree upon. Obviously, mm-hmm. one of the issues that we're all coalescing around right now is the Colombia Free Trade Agreement to bring it up
for a
vote.
Right.
Other issues that we look at that are very important not only to the Hispanic community but all communities at large is education. The educational system in the United States and how it's really failing
mm-hmm.
the minority community, particularly the Latino community, has a high dropout rate. We'll also look at health care. We did a study in 2006 that basically highlighted some of the issues that are very very disturbing, a high diabetes rate, the rate of AIDS, the lack of preventative care, the cost of insurance for small businesses.
What about education and orientation around business ownership for the Latino community?
Well, we I'm glad you asked that question, Jim. We have a partner of ours that is Luis Barunga, who used to be the Deputy Secretary of State of Maryland, who has a group that's called the United States Youth Entrepreneurial Education.
Mm-hmm.
And with that group, it's one of our coalition partners. What they do is they concentrate exactly on that. They look at youth that are going into college and say, look, you ought to concentrate yourself also looking at the possibility of becoming an entrepreneur versus just being an employee, be an employer. So
that's resonating because Hispanic businesses are growing at a record pace, aren't they?
Absolutely. Right now, it's and not only Hispanic business, but the population has been projected to be almost 25% of the U.S. population in the next 10 years, which is incredible. I'm wondering what's going to happen in this next census. I think we're going to be all shocked with the numbers.
Right.
And amongst that fastest growing segment is the business community. Amongst that is women in business, Hispanic women.
Right.
And women in business in general. I mean, women are just out there opening businesses up every day.
I've interviewed many Hispanic businesses, and most of them were women on
yes.
this show over the years.
Absolutely. And our board has three dynamic ladies on it. I mean, we have one that's the president of the Dallas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Cece Rojas, who's just
right. Oh, yeah. We know Cece very well. Hey, listen, hold on to that thought, Manny. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Manny Rosales. He's a member of the board of directors of the Latino Coalition. He's also the director of their Washington, D.C. office. Does great work. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
My desire, and I'll be at your side forever.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. That's from the Wayback Machine. Doesn't get any better than that. This is a classic. Just like me. Just like me and my good friend Manny Rosales. Manny, they say I'm old, but I prefer to think classic. What do you think?
Yeah, classics is great.
Manny Rosales, ladies and gentlemen, on the board of directors of the Latino Coalition, and he's also the director of the legislative office that they have there in Washington, D.C., helping to promote the interests of the Latino business community. Manny, give us your website, please.
It's the Latino Coalition. .com, www.thelatinocoalition.com.
Be sure to put the T-H-E in there, folks, thelatinocoalition.com.
Right.
So check that out, and you'll find out more about what they're doing. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use those to your advantage, too. Manny, you got a bunch of events coming up that I want you to tell the audience about.
Oh, we're very excited. We have, throughout the year, the coalition has been educating, informing the leadership throughout the United States and the Hispanic community on some of the vital issues, like we discussed, the free trade agreement, health care, education, access to capital, the some of the benefits that our partners bring to the coalition membership. And this year, we're going to close off with an event October 9th in Washington, D.C., which is basically celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Hopefully, we'll have a White House briefing. And we'll also honor some Hispanic leadership throughout the United States for their work, particularly in the area of business. We will have a coalition briefing in New York City on the 29th of October, along with business matchmaking, similar to the ones that we did at the SBA.
Oh, yeah, all those matchmaking. Those are great events.
Oh, those are great events.
I mean, the people who got so much out of those, the small businesses who attended the matchmaking events got so much out of those.
Absolutely, and it's not just for the Latino community. It's communities at large, so it's very diverse. And then and we get about 1,100 to 1,200 individual small businesses participating, and we give them at least 3 to 5 interviews each with corporate buyers or government buyers. And then we follow that up with the coalition briefing in reference to some of the issues that we're seeing out there. Obviously, the election is probably something that we'll discuss. I mean, maybe a little late, October 29th, that we'll be discussing that.
Right.
Then the next event will be in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. We'll be doing, again, another matchmaking and a coalition briefing November 13th.
And remember, folks, as Manny said, the matchmaking is for anybody who wants to participate.
That's correct.
You need to check out the website so you know how to plug in properly.
There you go. And it's right there. The people, we certify them online, get their next code to be sure that, they can provide the services that are being offered.
Right.
And then they get an appointment. And it's free. It doesn't cost them anything. It includes a breakfast and a lunch. And it's a lot of information and opportunities to do business. And I think in the years that we've been doing it, we've had over 50,000 appointments, and I think that we've already registered somewhere about $8 billion with the sales.
I believe it. I've broadcast my show from about 8 or 9 of those over the years.
Great event.
Manny, let me ask you a question. It's probably pretty intuitive why folks who are members of the Latino community, the Hispanic community, would want to know about what you guys are doing and how to plug in. I mean, you guys are speaking for them. You're promoting Hispanic businesses and their families and their sector of the marketplace. But why would a non-Hispanic person, why would they care about what the Latino Coalition is doing?
Well, when we advocate on some of these issues, particularly as an example, if we're going to advocate for economic equivalency, enhance overall business and economic and social development, not only just for the Latino community but all communities. At the same time, when we advocate for access to capital, obviously that's going to benefit all communities in the United States. I mean, obviously our focus is the Latino community, but our overall, breadth of span is going to be small business in general, because they're all affected.
Well, so another thing is the Hispanic community is growing significantly in the United States. The Hispanic business community is growing significantly in the United States, and that is a sector of the marketplace that every other sector of the marketplace should know about and should be doing business with.
Exactly.
And having a strategy, some kind of a plan to reach out to those members of our population, whether they be businesses or consumers, and to do business with them.
Exactly. This is why we have corporate partners like your one of your advertisers, or Aflac.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically see the benefit of expanding into that community and going through an organization that has access to over a million partners out there for them to, show the benefits that Aflac brings to the small business community. So we have, we have different kinds of partners, and we look at all aspects of what affects the community. From, like I said, education means such a key role. Health, we basically have faith-based groups, educational organizations, health organizations, international trade, even immigration advocates, because we know that that's the problem that has to be addressed.
Manny, I've said many times over the years that diversity in business is not just the right thing to do, it's a best practice. And
absolutely.
I appreciate the good work that you're doing, Manny, there. And it's good to talk to you. Say hello to Hector, and let's get you back on again real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, and thank you very much for the opportunity to address you and the audience.
Manny Rosales, ladies and gentlemen, with the Latino Coalition. That's thelatinocoalition.com. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Lysinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.